October 14th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series produced by Civic Media in cooperation with WAUK Radio 540 AM and 101.3 FM. I don't know if you knew that, Max, but we've they've gone up a decimal on the FM, so that I guess more Milwaukee listeners can catch all the great radio action. And yes, it is great radio action, and we're proud to be the podcast partners in that effort, cousins, if you will. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beautiful Banting Park home. And I am joined, as always, by the mighty Max Martinson, my incredible, prodigious producer, working from his home in the Cream City, not too far from the campus of Milwaukee Area Technical College. Max, how are you tonight?
Doing okay. Making some banana bread right now. So
I was gonna say, yeah, we have a baker in our midst here. So Max, you might want to let your dad know that my father-in-law made another batch of pasties. My wife had posted them on social media maybe about a year ago now, and your dad got really excited, and he said, save me some. So if he knows he's going to be in the town, like in the next couple of days, you know, have him get in touch. We'll set one or two aside for him. So, but if not, there'll be other days. There'll be other batches. So, but my father-in-law's parents were from the UP and brought with them a lot of those great baking traditions, including pasties. They're pronounced pasties, I believe. So do you know, have you ever had a pasty before, Max?
Yeah, so we, okay. Like my dad's from the UP, like you just mentioned.
Oh, where is he from?
Yeah, he's from Iron Mountain.
No way.
Yeah, so I've been up there a bunch of times. We get, like, I remember one year for Christmas, we had one pasties from the UP, like, shipped to our house.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, I'm very familiar with them.
Nice. And so wait, how old, can I ask how old your dad is?
Honestly, I don't know the exact number anymore. It's okay. mid to upper 40s, I believe.
Yeah, he's younger than me. Okay, so no, because I'm 58 and I went to college at Michigan State, and a couple of my good friends, fraternity brothers, actually were from Kingsford, which is, as you know, the twin city of Iron Mountain. And I went to a wedding there years ago. It was on a 4th of July weekend back in 1987. It was after my sophomore year. And it was a shotgun wedding, but my buddy and his wife are, you know, gosh, how many years later, probably close to 40 years later, are still together and have a family of like two or three kids and a great life actually down in Chicagoland, but still very close ties to the UP. And they went to Kingsford High School next door to Iron Mountain, and they were named ESPN's like top 10 worst nicknames. They were called the Flivvers. You know what a Flivver is, Max? Max, you still there? Oh, he's checking on his bread. But for those of you listening at home, Flivvers was an old Model T car that was manufactured in Kingsford, in the UP there. So, yeah, and it's one of the rites of season, now that the weather's getting colder, to bake some pasties and enjoy them, keep you warm. Great, you know, one of the ultimate comfort food choices of the region, especially you know, coming from the UP. So, but that's not the wasn't the topic of tonight's discussion. But I am glad that Max and I had that. That little digression. I really can't wait to connect with his dad, Corey Hartman, one of the great executives in the company. As we speak, our beloved Milwaukee Brewers are in game two of the National League pennant, and it's not going well. I just saw another a Dodgers home run now makes it a 3-1 Dodgers lead. It is only the... I shouldn't say only. I think it's like the sixth inning now. So it started off great. There was a home run in the first inning by Curio, I believe, a leadoff home run. And things were looking good. But right now, not so good, but it is only 3-1. And but you know, it is great that and you know, and you can't take it for granted. I know the Brewers have been in the playoffs a lot in recent years here, but you know, coming, it's been a while since they were this close, probably since 2018, I believe. And it is a 7-game series, and stranger things have happened. This game's not over. And you know, you got to remember the Brewers took 6 from the Dodgers during the season. And so who knows, they could take the next 3 in LA and come back to come back here to Milwaukee. So we'll see, you know, keep don't give up on the Brewers. That much is for sure. So, but there's been a lot going on here in Waukesha. And we talk about acting locally, thinking globally. That's kind of the mission of our show here. And as I was coming back to meet Max, I had my daughter at a volleyball game tonight. We rescheduled our podcast from the normal Monday night to tonight. And on the way back from my volleyball match, it looks like they defeated conference opponent West Allis Central in 4 sets tonight. So congratulations to the girls volleyball team. And it was fun watching the girls play well. And, you know, hasn't been the best season for them. It's been they faced some really fierce competition and haven't won very many games. So it is nice to finish up the season with a nice win. So, and I think playoffs are next for them and for a lot of other South teams here in the falls. We're nearing the end of the fall sports season. And anyway, on the way back, I was listening to Robert Pilot. It's on Civic Media. They syndicate Native Roots Radios, and the show's I'm Awake with Robert Pilot, who's and he's over there in Turtle Island in Minnesota. And it's a really great show that, you know, obviously they talk about Native American issues. You know, their motto is Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues, which I love. And they were talking about the ceasefire announced or signed, I should say, in the Middle East. Between the war between Israel and Palestine, or Israel and Hamas. And obviously, you know, President Trump had a hand in brokering that deal. He's you could say he's spiking the ball, and perhaps deserves, you know, I mean, anytime you can wager a ceasefire, I suppose that's a good thing. But you're hearing all over social media, like, what a great president he is and what a hero is, amidst the fact that government shutdown is on day 14, and ICE is terrorizing our cities. That's my opinion, but it'd be very hard for me to convince me otherwise. And I know I'm not alone. There's just a lot, and people, again, on both sides of the aisle don't like what's going on in different cities around the country, especially when there's really nothing there to require a National Guard coming in, or ICE, or some of the other. And people getting abducted without any cause, without just cause, in most cases, really because of how they look. And so anyway, they were discussing the ceasefire and what a good thing that it is, and that hostages have come home for the first time in 2 years. And Robert Pilot's had, you know, but they did talk about, well, again, there's a lot going on that isn't going so great here domestically, and that trickles down to our state and our hometown, especially with the government shutdown. It's going to have an impact. And anyway, the Robert Pilot's guest said had a great point, is that a broken clock is right twice a day. And I think that's the situation you have. Not to trivialize the progress being made in the Middle East, but it seems, you know, it'd be interesting to see how this plays out in the long run. And the fact is there's still, you know, the overall record to consider before we stand, you know, before we start handing out medals to the president and the administration. And so, you know, that's my feeling about that. And I, you know, I think, you know, at the local level, I try not to get too partisan. I'm always very outspoken about keeping politics local, and really finding local issues as opportunities to mend fences and build bridges between and among neighbors, especially if, you know, since we are so divided politically. And there certainly is a lot going on that that we can talk about, a lot of things that are that we're concerned about locally. One is the budget, the financial situation with the city, which doesn't look very promising. There's a lot of bills to be paid, and taxes are going up, and they're talking about some other specific items that I really haven't been paying attention to and really need to. And, you know, in fact, while this podcast is going on, while all eyes are on the Brewers and the Dodgers in game two, the city's meeting, I believe it's a city council meeting tonight, and they're going over the CIP, which is basically the annual budget for the year. And a lot of big ticket items to be discussed, and a lot of hard decisions to be made. And again, I'll confess, I haven't been paying attention, and I think that's wrong of me, especially as a homeowner and a taxpayer and a business owner in Waukesha. And I think very few people are. And we should be concerned for our future, given again the financial situation that we have. In last week's podcast, which finally went live, we apologize. We had some people out of town, and so Max had a hard time getting a support he needed, and that happens, you know, again with the local radio network that's growing. We finally have a second candidate for mayor, and that's Council President Alder Alicia Helbenslaben, who's she'll be challenging Scott Allen, the state representative for most of Waukesha. And you know, one of the big cornerstone issues is how they're going to handle the budget, how they are going to maintain, you know, a decent enough cost of living while also addressing the housing crisis. Cost of housing has just become a lot harder and much more difficult for people to buy a home in this day and age. So a lot to unpack there at the local level. But, you know, I think also, too, is we have a school board that met recently, and no votes were taken. But there are, I believe, 3 to 4 scenarios in terms of how they are looking to downsize the school district because of declining enrollments and whatnot. And, you know, people are concerned because we're talking about closing different schools, especially elementary schools, neighborhood elementary schools. And, you know, it's my commitment is to take a deeper dive into that, especially before the school board meets again, and try to entertain some different opinions about that, do some more homework. So, Max is back. How's your bread doing, Max? Can't hear you.
Sorry, I have my mic muted. It is fully done now. So nice. My knife came out clean, and it's looking pretty spectacular. So
fantastic. You know, I just, one thing that's great about banana bread is you just need like some, especially if it's hot, just spread some butter on there and you're good to go. It's pretty tasty that way, but I'm sure you may have other plans for how you enjoy your banana bread.
Going to take a loaf of it camping, so.
What's that?
We're taking one loaf of it camping.
Oh, nice. That's right. And where are you going? You're going to Door County?
Yeah, up in Door County.
That's nice. You and some of your pals?
Yeah, a couple friends from school.
That'll be great. Yeah, that's nice. And, you know, it's such a nice time of year for it, too, now that the leaves are finally changing color.
Yeah.
So it'll be great. I trust you're bringing up a camera and taking some great shots.
I think I'm gonna take a camera up there, so.
That's terrific. Well, I'm jealous. I mean, I'm not much of a camper, but I've only been to Door County really once or twice in my lifetime, and another time was really for business, so didn't get to really do the Door County thing while I was there. I think it's going to be a great trip. And you know, Max, as many of our listeners know, has been working with the city of Wauwatosa on their IT for their council meetings. And what's been going on in Tosa that is noteworthy in your opinion?
They just had plan commission last night.
Okay.
There was a whole bunch of stuff for like different basically different different rules for new like buildings that people are making, or like like new construction. Trying to think of what the there was one they just did like a whole bunch of more budget things. So there was a super long like 3-hour meeting a couple weeks ago that I was a part of. And then trying to think what else they just had. I don't remember what it was now. If I think of it, I'll let you know.
No worries. So it's good to see what's going on in other cities. And, I think Tulsa in many ways is comparable to Waukesha in terms of its population. And I think the kind of city it aspires to be. I mean, Tulsa doesn't have a college like that I know of anyway. But it has a great history there and then some great neighborhoods and, you know, and a pretty neat, you could say like entertainment or hospitality scene there, a lot of great bars and restaurants. And so it's, Tulsa, it falls on a lot of people's lists in Waukesha for things to do maybe on a weekend or a weeknight, especially if they have, you know, business out that way. So, it's good to hear the Haps out there in Tulsa. And I used to spend probably half my week there when I was working with Ronald McDonald House. I was always, finding myself venturing around Tulsa with all, you know, some of the neat things that they have. So, here in Waukesha, like I said, it's just like in Tulsa, the focus is the Brewers, who are still trailing 3-1 at the end of 6. So three chances to get this right. And last night, as many of you know, Ray's Grain Brewery, which is right down the street from my house, is not open on Mondays typically, but it was this past Monday for game one of the NLCS. And so we were invited by some friends who drove, they came all the way from Stonebank because they love Ray's Grain. And so we met, I was able to catch the last few innings of the game. And that poor guy, I forget the last better. I think it was, Bryce Terang, the hero of game 5 of the divisional series against the Cubs, who had that insurance homer at the end. But he, Bryce Terang, on that one pitch, he almost gets hit. And if he gets hit with bases loaded, the game is tied. And we go into extra innings and we have another chance to win. But he just avoided like at the nick of time. And I know that that's an instinct, you know, your ball's coming at you, you're going to try to get out of the way. But others have said, well, you know, he's also a pro. And in a situation like that, you get on base any way that you can. And that, like I said, that ball really was way far inside and very well could have hit him. And you couldn't have blamed him for taking the hit. But he really... He was very, you know, again, that instinct, that quick reaction, he just missed getting beamed. And so a tough way to go out for our Brewers. Hopefully they'll better luck tonight. But, I want to thank everyone for listening in and taking in some of the flavor, the history of the moment here. And I encourage you to stick around. We're going to talk more baseball, Brewers, and other things going on here in Wisconsin in the fall that we love to do, and especially here in Waukesha. So, stick around, and please remember, even in between podcasts, safety is everybody's responsibility, and good mental health is everybody's right. And I want to thank the mighty Max Martinson for all your help, and thank all of you for joining me. And if you got a story to tell, we want to hear it. We'd love to have you on the podcast sometime, so look me up on social media or just email, I believe it's info@civicmedia.us. And Luke Mathers does a great job of connecting me with people with great stories to tell. So thanks for listening in, and stick around for podcast number 2, and see you.